It is, Tom. It's up substantially, 26% in Orlando and more than 34% year over year for the state of Florida. And that's a very good sign because it means the markets have improved enough to allow this substantial percentage increase. Now, I must add that the level of activity, even with this big percentage increases, is still very low by historical standards.
Below 50,000.
Yeah, for the state of Florida, on a run rate, it's 4,000 a month, so that's going to be below 50,000. That would house 100,000 people. Our population growth is running at about 150,000, so we're going to be eating into the inventory. And, of course, household formations are also accelerating.
So if the pace of new building is not keeping up with existing growth, then that means that the inventory of existing homes is being absorbed more rapidly?
That's exactly right, Tom, and that's exactly what's happening. The inventory of homes for sale has plummeted in the state of Florida. It fell from 177,000 last year at this time to 117,000. That's a 42% decline statewide. In Orlando, the number of homes available in inventory has also fallen dramatically, over 34%.
Okay, well, let's get back to the number of existing homes on the market in a minute, but I just want to double back for a moment and to those figures on permits for new housing construction, because that is moving up in Orlando, as you said, but in Melbourne and Daytona, not so much.
No, not at all. Permits are very depressed and actually fell by 20 to 23% in those areas, reflecting the fact that their markets still haven't quite bottomed out the way the state has or the way Orlando has.
I wonder what some of the factors are in the increase in the number of building permits in Orlando. I'm wondering if projects like Medical City and like Sunrail, are those contributing to that?
A little bit, but we'll see more of that in the future. But what's really driving the improvement in Orlando is the improvement in employment. Over the last 12 months, we've had total non-agricultural employment rise by 7,200 jobs. And two things happen when we get job growth, Tom. One is, of course, more people are employed. They have more income. It makes everybody more confident to buy a home. And secondly, household formations accelerate. People who might have gotten a roommate or moved back with their parents, when they get a job, they move out. So therefore, the demand for housing accelerates even more rapidly than just population growth, because the number of households for the population also expands. So job growth is really key now to going forward. And that's why Orlando is doing so much better than Daytona Beach or Melbourne, where there hasn't been the job growth that there's been in Orlando.
That's interesting. And I suppose people who may have been planning on getting married perhaps postpone that.
Absolutely. That's all part and parcel of the bad job markets, depressed, all kinds of things, getting married, moving out, all kinds of things like that. So that's what causes that acceleration in household formation. It also causes faster population growth in Florida because more people will move here looking for work.
Now, let's get back to our discussion of the market for existing homes. First, how are sales of existing homes?
Well, existing homes so far this year, January and February of 2012 compared to 2011, is about flat, actually. Very little increase in total volumes for those homes. But what has happened is because the inventory of homes for sale has contracted so much, prices are up. Prices are up more than 10% in the state, more than 10% in the Orlando metropolitan area.
Now, you've been saying for the past couple of years, Hank, that new home construction won't really begin to accelerate until we work through the inventory of existing homes on the market. What does that inventory look like now?
Well, that inventory is fairly low, Tom. And so all other things being equal, we'd expect even more single-family homes than what we're seeing. But the problem is that foreclosures have accelerated dramatically. Banks have gotten past their problems with their documentation. They've settled up with the attorneys general. And so now what we're starting to see is a dramatic increase in the number of foreclosures being filed. They're up 40 to 50% across the state and here in Central Florida. So that's going to add to the inventory of homes for sale, and that depresses new construction, and it puts a lid on price increases. We've seen prices rise, but not by that much because of this overhang that's coming from the foreclosures that'll soon be entering the marketplace.
Do you have any prediction on how long it'll take to finally work through all those foreclosures currently pending?
It's at least going to take through this year, 2012, to work through that. So I think by 2013, we'll finally get to the position where the markets are attaining a better state of equilibrium, and we'll see more single-family housing starts than what we're going to see this year.